Bette Midler blames Trump for Herman Cain's death, everyone knows it's your fault. By BenQ on July 31, 2020. Left-wing actress singer Bette Midler has blamed President Donald Trump for the death of former Republican presidential candidate and conservative firebrand Herman Cain. "Donnie, you silly man. You said your friend Herman Cain died of the China virus," Bette Midler wrote on Twitter. "Listen, I'm no Chinacologist, but they're not the ones who held a flop rally in Tulsa where attendees skipped masks. Everyone knows it's your fault. Maybe soon we'll call it the resigner virus." Cain died on Thursday at age 74 from complications related to the coronavirus. His death came weeks after he attended President Trump's re-election rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Cain was photographed not wearing a mask at the event. The business executive had recently beaten stage 4 colon cancer. Responding to his death, the Trump mourned Cain as a powerful voice of freedom and all that is good, describing him as a very special man, an American patriot, and a great friend. It is not the first time that Midler has effectively declared President Trump a killer. Earlier this month, she revealed she was unable to stop crying when thinking about Trump's response to the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. "Donald Trump is a murderer," the First Wives Club actress wrote at the time. "Stupid, callous, uncaring, all in all the biggest catastrophe to ever befall our poor nation." Midler was not the only leftist to hold Trump responsible for Cain's death or appear to imply that the president is responsible. Borat director Larry Charles, and actors Billy Baldwin and Mia Farrow, comedian and former talk show host Chelsea Handler, and former Never Trump presidential candidate Evan McMullen linked Trump to Cain's passing. Herman Cain was hospitalized for coronavirus 2 weeks after he attended Trump's Tulsa rally without a face mask. "He's the first senior casualty of the science denial Trump cult," wrote McMullen. "The question is whether even that can wake others up about the dangers of Trump and the virus." Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@Breitbart.com.